Brothers. This is Jim Zurs. I'm the editor of the monthly newsletter. And we're here after the February 3rd council meeting with membership chairman, past Grand Knight, Frank Smaldino. Hello, Frank. How you doing?
Good evening. Really well.
Good, good. And then we have Grand Knight, Mark Thornburg. Hello, Mark.
Jim, how are we doing tonight?
We're doing well.
All right.
It was a great meeting. Then we have Chancellor Blake Kidd. Hello, Blake. How are you doing?
Great, Jim. Thanks for having me on this evening.
You're absolutely welcome. Now, Blake, for the brothers that are maybe new or haven't had a chance to meet you, tell a little bit about how you got involved in Knights and a little bit of your background, how you came to be the chancellor.
That's a great question, Jim. Thank you. It all started back in September of 2016 when I joined the RCIA. I'm a fairly new member of the church. During RCIA, we needed to perform some service hours, and one of those that I chose to join was along with Deacon Doug and his wife Sheila down at Isaiah House in Santa Ana. And it was during that volunteer effort that one evening that I met Frank Smaldino. Hit it off with him. We had a great time. Also, my sponsor for RCIA is one of our own, Pat Gross, who informed me or gave me more information on the Knights, and it's like, wow, what a great group of guys. I felt they needed to get some new members into the council. We always need new members to join to backfill. It's just like a baseball organization where you need younger members coming in to the minor leagues so that when it comes time to step up to the plate, we've got people that can backfill for us.
Sure, absolutely. And we're in that process now. Looking for a chancellor, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely. Good point. The way I became chancellor, I was the recorder. Then David Zlackett, our current deputy grand knight, gave me a phone call and asked me to consider becoming the chancellor. And a few days later, I called him back. I said, David, sure, happy to be your chancellor under the deputy grand knight.
Great. The progression is you're chancellor, you become deputy grand knight, and then you're grand knight, right?
Yeah.
What we want to do is summarize and kind of give some of the highlights of tonight's council meeting. And Frank, you're taking copious notes. You want to start?
Well, I think the main thing that stuck out for me tonight is that the members have been paying their dues. That's something that we go through every year. It's just effective January 1, $45. We've sent out letters and put out emails, and we've had substantial return. Now we get to the point where we're going to start calling the individuals that haven't paid us yet.
I did want to add one thing. This year looks really good. The members have come across and put the money up. We're down to just 88 members that haven't paid yet. I want to thank our financial secretary, Dick Crawford,
yep,
and also our retention chairman, past Grand Knight Bill Whitcomb, who has got a committee of members that will start calling to get back to these guys that we haven't heard from or haven't got their dues yet and see how they're doing. And that's what we've done just about every year. A few guys take a few names and you start calling,
yeah,
and find out where they're at, get their dues, and hopefully they start coming up and showing up at the meetings too.
It's a process that we go through every year, and it's an opportunity for us to reacquaint ourselves to Knights that perhaps we haven't talked to for a while.
Right. Hopefully some of those Knights are listening to this podcast. And of course, we always want to reach out to those brothers and invite them to take the next step and get more involved, right?
Yeah. What's great about it is their willingness to provide the $45 a year because they believe in the organization and they, mm-hmm, believe in what we do. Many of them at this point are too advanced in age to be able to be actively involved, but financially they're still contributing to our efforts.
You know, one thing that's kind of interesting is I do run the newsletter. Over the last 2 months, about 50% of the brothers out of 209 that received the newsletter, half of them open it. You know, hopefully, again, we're trying to get the word out there for brothers to understand what's going on and get more involved.
Right.
Let's talk about the burrito Sunday. That was awesome.
That's this Sunday.
First one was incredible,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, and we're hoping it grows. What we're trying to do is we're raising a little money, but it's the brotherhood of the guys working together. You were there, Jim.
Yep.
You've worked it. It's a lot of fun. Everybody working together and pitching in, and it's a great time. It really is. It's a brotherhood. Hopefully, as time goes on, when the pandemic starts to settle down and we're able to get inside, we can expand on that and have a social time when they come, not just get a burrito, but get some breakfast coffee and come and sit around and
kind of get people back together. I think there's, yeah, a lot of built up something that people want to reach out and be social again, huh?
But people are afraid.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I go to 10 o'clock mass every Sunday, and I saw a parishioner, him and his wife and his two kids, sat in the same place at 10 o'clock mass forever. When the pandemic started and church went to the outside, or we had no more mass at all except online, that was what, back in March. I hadn't seen him since.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to run into him. He was asking me, how's things going? And I told him, I said, you know, we have it outside. He goes, no, we're not going till things get back to normal. We watch it online. No, it was good to see him, and him and his, yeah, wife are doing well. You know, that's what we're hoping to get away from. I think we've become kind of numb to it now because we've been doing it for so long. We're so used to it.
Right.
That people have found a way to adapt. But
exactly. Yeah.
You're right. There's a lot of pent-up need for people to socialize again.
And I think it's going to, like you said, it's going to take a time. It's going to be a gradual process where people are going to feel within themselves how comfortable are they with shaking somebody's hand or maybe coming to church, you know, instead of watching the live stream, that type of thing. So hopefully it all opens up soon. So Father John was there today, wasn't he? Can you give the brothers listening kind of a summary of what he had to say?
He was kind of updating what's going on in the parish. He is the state chaplain, so he updated on some of the things that they've been doing. But he did express his thanks to the Knights for everything that we've been doing to help out, setting up chairs and everything for funeral services and a lot of different things the Knights have helped out with. He also is looking for the future so that we can all start to be social again and be together. He's behind us 100% with the burritos, with anything we'd like to do like that. He pushes the envelope as far as protocol for the way we should be or shouldn't be doing things. And we kind of live on the edge, but he supports us all the way.
You had some great things to say about the Recycling Saturday. First of all, they're a blast.
Yeah.
They're fun, but the numbers are great, aren't they, Frank?
Yeah, it's shocking how well this has gone. It's due to really Mark Thornburg and Henry Garrido and the team of guys that started this. How long ago did it start?
I don't know. Long. It's been a while.
Yeah. It's turned itself into two exciting events. One is the actual collection of the cans from the parishioners. It's quite a satisfying scene to see three, four, five cars lined up in line waiting to drop stuff off. And the team of guys that are there will open their trunk and unload their bags of goodies for us to sort out. It's a good time. We've got donuts, and all of the guys there love their donuts and coffee. It's part of the process, myself included, Mark, just so you know. You know, the end result, and we try to put it in the newsletter every month, is a big truck that's loaded with bags of aluminum cans, plastic bottles, and glass. And so that's the first event. It's a good time, and it's great to see each other. We wear masks. We're kind of careful on the distance of each other. The next event is then on the following Monday. A smaller team, but a much more powerful team, goes to goes to the recycle center and drops off all of that stuff from the truck. That's an interesting thing to see. If we ever get the opportunity to do a video, it would be well worth
it. I went over there after the first one, I think. I helped unload the trucks. And it's really something to see.
Good stuff.
That big, it's like a big production and everything like that. A lot of energy there.
Yeah. And then at the end of that effort, Mark walks back with a big printout that says how much we just collected and how much money we're...
Well, we don't know the money till later in the day.
Oh, yeah.
But I get the ticket, and we had so many 100 pounds of glass, so many 100 pounds of aluminum.
Wow, yeah.
We talked about it tonight. We projected $3,000 for net income for the whole year. We surpassed that after the first 6 months.
That's awesome. That's great.
So it's really good.
And what's nice is the charities that benefit from all this fundraising that we're doing.
That's a key thing that I've learned, because I'm not that long with the Knights of Columbus. It kind of takes a while because you go to a meeting and, you know, you kind of figure out what's going on. And then you realize that all these funds go to people in need. You know, there's no overhead and all that you see in bigger organizations or whatever. And like you said, Blake, I mean, that's the coolest thing, is the money is just going to people in need.
Helping other people, yes, and the parish as well.
So, Blake, tell us about Patriots in Paws.
It's an organization that I was introduced to by our own Frank Smaldino. They're located in Anaheim, and the lady who heads it up, her name is Penny Lambright. They provide furnishings for active duty and retired military that need help with setting up a household. Some of the things that they'll take is furniture that would fit into an apartment. Frank and I were there last week delivering some coats for the military, some jackets. And so I got a chance to look in the warehouse and see all the furnishings and everything, the sofas, the chairs.
Is it like a huge, big, in my mind, a warehouse?
It's a good size warehouse. Yeah. Uh-huh. Again, they help out the retired military and military that's come back from active duty.
Great.
It's a great group of people. They also do a car show every fall. We sponsored the coffee and donuts for them. Wonderful turnout. Again, great organization. And when there is funds left over, they will procure therapy dogs for some of the military folks that need that.
Yeah, I've met some military folks with those dogs. It's just amazing. You don't realize what an impact that has on their lives. I mean, it's almost like they become part of them, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great thing to be involved in. And now is the most important part of the podcast. We have to pick the line of the night.
One of the statements that was made tonight is that we're looking for two knights to step up and become the Sunshine Committee. The job being becoming aware of what people have are ill or need assistance and contacting them periodically and making sure that they are attended to and making sure that the knights are aware of that. So the line that I said was, we're looking to fulfill those two positions, and the requirement is that you have a home and that you have a phone. That's the requirement.
And then I said, my phone is at home.
There you go. That was it.
Because I left my phone home. It's funny how many times Father John says, I'm taking too much of your time.
but he doesn't stop, does he?
No.
Do you have one?
Okay. Yeah, I have another one.
Okay.
Once a month, Mark Thornburg organizes a hospitality effort at the 10 o'clock Mass, and you've been doing it for years, Mark, and
That's
great. It's the opportunity that we have as knights to show that we are heavily involved in the participating in the church. And so we wear our badges. We're responsible for, at least when we were in the church, responsible for preceding people if they came in late. And in addition, we also do the collection for it. More recently, we've had a baldric that we wear, and it's another method of being able to show that the knights are there and they're involved.
Yeah, in fact, I've got a baldric. I haven't had a chance to wear it yet. I had a hard close by Grand Knight Mark on that baldric. Yeah.
That's a funny story where they came from, but...
Yeah.
Would you, like, steal them or something?
No, where the whole thing came from. There's ceremonial baldrics to be worn normally during, like, the exemplification.
Mm-hmm.
And our district deputy said we should be wearing them every Sunday to Mass. We did the Christmas Eve Mass outside in the tent, 3 o'clock Mass, and it was the knights. Our district deputy, who wears his baldric all the time, said, we all need to wear our baldric. And I was like, okay, we'll wear our baldric. Everybody bring their baldric. So we all got there before Mass, and we all had our baldric on, except for the district deputy.
Oh.
It was still at home. And he, of course, we didn't leave him alone.
No.
We had to make sure he felt the full
brunt of that. He has to pay for that.
And he was calling his wife to have her bring it. Well, you know, it's getting close to Mass starting, so we took a picture with Father Joe with all the knights with their baldric and district deputy on the end
without it.
And
so, that's great.
And of course,
he knows he's never going to be.
And then it started raining like crazy, right?
Yeah.
So that was great.
Yeah. But he'll never be able to get away from that one.
Of course, that picture was the first picture in that month's happenings in our news.
Right. You look sharp.
Yeah.
That was a great picture. Good. Well, again, it was a great meeting tonight. All the brothers out there that, if you haven't so far, had the opportunity to join one of the council meetings, you're definitely invited. Same thing with the
officers meeting. All knights are invited.
If anybody's listening and feeling lonely or whatever, we're here for you, right? Isn't that our message? If you need to be with someone or need to talk to someone, we're here. And you're definitely invited to get involved in all these functions. They're a blast. I really enjoyed it. It's the time that I've been on board. So again, thank you very much. Blake, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jim, for your time.
You're absolutely welcome. And we'll do this again, huh?
Looking forward to it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right.
God bless the knights.